Order, please. Is there anyone that would like to volunteer to do the opening prayer this morning? Any volunteers? Go ahead, Jerry Lynn. Oh, wait, here we go. Here he comes. There he comes.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Lord God, we just want to thank you for this day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for just waking us up, Lord God, and giving us another opportunity just to say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, bless everyone in this court, Lord God. Bless our commissioners, Lord God, and give them wisdom, Lord God, to do what's right, Lord God, for the people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you'll join me in our pledges to the United States and the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Record reflect that all members of court are present this morning. Commissioners, we need a motion to approve our Commissioners' Court agenda.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Under proclamations and resolutions, we have our Employee of the Month for August.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Katie Marimon. I'm the Recognition Coordinator for the Employees Committee. Today we're going to be recognizing one of the county employees for the month of August. And for that, if I could have Ms. Darren Bailey come up, please.
Good morning. I'm here this morning on behalf of Clegg DeWalt, the collections director who could not be here today. Clegg has nominated Heather Chaston from the county clerk's office for the Employee of the Month. I want to tell you a little bit about what he said about Heather. Heather routinely goes above and beyond her job duties to ensure that the business needs of not only her department, but others are met as quickly and efficiently as possible. She has an upbeat and positive attitude that creates a welcoming, I can hear her behind me, welcoming and friendly interaction. Whenever I communicate with her, she's very knowledgeable about the county's Odyssey case management system and always offers to exchange information and even work on problems that I've encountered. When I delivered signed orders from the judge's offices that need to be chronicled by the clerk's office, she is always willing to accept that extra work so that it is completed as efficiently and effectively as possible. He goes on to say a lot of great things about Heather, and Heather is a great employee. We enjoy having her. She is a ray of sunshine. If you ever give Heather a gift, just for any reason, it's like Christmas morning and she's 3 years old. So it's really fun. So, Heather, if you step up. It's not a coupon. She's a coupon shopper.
Heather,
thank you.
Clegg asked that we allow 15 minutes for your speech.
So. Heather lives over in Commissioner Riley's precinct in Magnolia, and she is a ray of sunshine. I hope that everybody has a Heather
so
in their office. It's okay. I totally lied to her to get her here, so I'm sure she's a little shocked. Congratulations. We're very happy
thank
for you.
You.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Congratulations.
Good.
Not sure how to follow that. All right. Commissioners, we need a motion to approve our minutes from our court regular session dated July 25th.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Commissioners, under consent, I have no changes unless there's anything that any of you would like to bring forward off the consent agenda. Would entertain a motion for approval of consent.
Move on consent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Okay. That gets us to our citizens portion of the agenda. For those of you that would like to address the court on an item that's on today's agenda, now would be the time to do that. We've had several people that have signed up to speak. There are some that have signed up to speak about the animal shelter budget. We'll have a budget hearing or a tax hearing or budget hearing immediately following Commissioner's Court, so the only item really on the animal shelter today relates to the appointment of the advisory board. But other than that, if you have budget questions or comments, we'd ask that you hold those till the end. We do have some people that are signed up for items that are on today's agenda. Mr. Paul Haas. Good morning. And if you would state your name and the topic you'd like to discuss, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Commissioners and Judge. My name is Paul Haas. I am the president of the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Association. We're here to talk about the sheriff's agenda item to revert the step plan back to the anniversary date. Okay? I'm a 20-year law enforcement veteran, most of which was spent here with this county. I'm also the president, as I said, of MCLEA, the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Association. We represent civilians and law enforcement officers, not only from the sheriff's office, but also from the constable's offices, the district attorney's office, and the fire marshal's office. Today, we're representing those who are covered under the STEP plan, specifically the sheriff's and constable's deputies. The STEP program is not only a valuable tool for recruitment, but it's also an even more valuable tool for retention. This provides our citizens with seasoned, well-trained law enforcement officers who are invested in the future of Montgomery County. These step increases provide the deputies and their families with something concrete to look forward to, rather than relying only on a promotional process to improve their family's income and better their home lives. None of the law enforcement officers that I've ever met in my time as a police officer have ever signed up to do this for the money. We do it to better our community. And I sincerely believe that the officers in Montgomery County have done just that. We have improved this community, and we're going to continue to work hard to improve this community. Each and every one that has signed up do this because we love what we do. We love our county. MCLEA feels that reverting the STEP plan back to paying the increases on the officer's anniversary would be a significant way to show support for our members and their families. Currently, any officer whose anniversary date is after October 1st is forced to wait an entire year before getting his or her STEP increase, whereas an officer hired in January of that same year only has to wait the 9 months until the new budget. Okay? This creates a situation where one deputy receives their step increase during their anniversary year, while another deputy doesn't receive it until the following year following their anniversary. This delay means a difference of several hundred dollars to that second deputy's family. It doesn't seem like much, but when you are a new deputy counting on this increase to feed your family, every paycheck can count. This also means that delay affects the contributions to the retirement plan, affecting them for many years to come. Okay? This day and age is a very dangerous time to be a police officer. I think we'll all agree to that. More so than any other time in our recent history, the citizens of Montgomery County have shown their support for law enforcement officers, and we appreciate that greatly. They do so on a daily basis. They come up to us. They thank us for what we do, and that means a lot to us. On behalf of the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Association, I want to encourage you to be a part of that show of support. By voting for this proposal to revert the STEP plan back to its original condition where it's paid on your anniversary. Okay, I want to take the time to thank Sheriff Henderson for his support in this measure, for County Treasurer Stephanie Davenport for her support, as well as MCSO Finance Director Carol Thompson, and you as Commissioner's Court and Judge. Thank you.
Mr. Trost, thank you for your comments, and thank you for your service. Okay. Lynn O'Sullivan.
Good morning. Lynn O'Sullivan. My claim to fame is I'm a taxpayer. Live in the Woodlands, Precinct 3.
You didn't claim you, Bill.
My purpose here today is in support of the nomination and appointment of Robbie Benson to the Montgomery County Animal Shelter Advisory Committee. I will venture to say that she is the most qualified individual in this entire county to serve on such a committee. Her knowledge, backed by years of experience, extends from best practices for shelter management, law enforcement training, and behavior modification, to mention just a few. All of this experience, all this knowledge, is based in saving lives, and that's what we should be doing. Robbie and her husband, Joe Benson, have both served on such a board. Joe was chairman of that board. She has relationships with the best of the best in this industry, brings resources that probably no one you know can bring to this board. To pass on this type of experience and to pass on this individual to serve this county in this position and serve our animal shelter would be a huge mistake on your part.
Thank you.
Thanks for your comments. Next, we have Teresa Domino.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
My name is Teresa Domino. I live in Precinct 3. And this morning, I want to address items related to Agenda Item 9.A.3. And as before, my concerns of the detainees at the Joe Corley facility and the taxpayers of Montgomery County. My questions regard the amendment of solicitation slash modification of contract between the county and ICE Detention dated July 19, 2017 to increase the bed space at the Joe Corley facility. Questions: why is this necessary? Is the county expecting a large influx of detainees? The court made this agreement and residents need to be kept informed. The county shouldn't become known for substandard treatment of detainees due to overcrowding, decreased safety, and declining medical services. Also, as a constituent and taxpayer, I am pleased that you have increased the budget for our sheriff's office to serve and protect our rapidly increasing population. This new budget provides 41 new positions, but we are going to need more soon. We're growing. Currently, the county is paying for six department positions that work directly for ICE, a federal government agency. We are being taxed double for these positions, paying in both local and federal taxes, and we need these positions for the county. Question: if ICE needs local direct help, why aren't they directly funding these six positions? Joe Corley is already overcrowded. Question: how many days are detainees under ICE detainer currently being held at the county jail? Question: who covers the cost of these overflow detainees? Question: are any local funds being used to pay expenses for detainees in the jail? And finally, the county has received $500,000 a year for the detention facility since 2013. How has this money been allocated in the past and currently? I ask who will meet with me and answer and respond to these questions.
Phyllis, is that something that you could help her with? I think maybe, Sheriff, could you help her with some of those as well?
The same as Phyllis, some of them.
Oh, okay. Maybe between the two of y'all, if you could, that would be great. Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Okay. The other comments that I have are related to animal shelter and budget. If there's anything that anyone would like to address the court about this morning that is on today's agenda that did not sign up to speak, now would be the time to let us know that. Bill, you're on here for animal shelter budget.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about 22A and 25A.
Okay.
22A is the animal shelter advisor. Bill O'Sullivan, the Wilderness, Texas, Precinct 3. I'm here to second Robbie Benson's nomination for this position on the advisory committee. My wife didn't mention, but Robbie was also responsible for training all of the peace officers in San Diego County on how to handle animals when you're encountering them on a premise. So I think it's something which is very useful for our officers, all of our officers, whether they're constables or sheriff's deputies. And with our new state police, we can probably help them too. At any rate, she knows so much about this, and she's probably forgotten more than a lot of people know. And it's her expertise, if it's an advisory committee, is the perfect place for her to be in that regard. Second, I want to speak to 25A, and it's 1488 in the planning. How 1488 has skipped by for a few years in the development of it is a great surprise, but if we had taken the lead when we got a mobility plan for South County and extended it to the rest of the county, and that's just planning. And what happens when you get the availability and you want to do things and you want to look at things, you look at your plan. Now, this is a 25-year outlook. Right now, we only use the thoroughfare plan, which is a 50-year outlook. So we have to get tighter on what we're going to do, and we have to get away from just the main roads, but also the side roads like Rayford Road, things that are going on up in Willis. Things are going on right now near Conroe because of the opening of Central Park. So I suggest that when you're that looking at 1488 and you want to look at things that you want to do going forward, I suggest you get with HGAC, make some sort of arrangement that Commissioner Nowak was made with HGAC and Charlie can make with HGAC, so we get contributions towards making our mobility plan for the whole county. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. O'Sullivan. Anyone else that would like to address court on an item that's on today's agenda? Okay, moving forward. Under item 11A, consider and approve Montgomery County Emergency Communication District Operation Budget for fiscal year 2018.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments on that, commissioners?
No, thanks.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Consider, discuss, and set the salary, expenses, and other allowances for elected county officials for fiscal year 2018 pursuant to Section 152.013 of the Local Government Code. There's no elected official raises planned for this year. I'm assuming, Phyllis, that you recommended all the expenses be the same, car or phone allowances and things like that. We saw during the budget any changes to any of that?
We don't anticipate any changes from what was discussed in the workshop last night.
Okay. And commissioners, we need to approve the elected official salaries so that they can be posted and then give any elected official an opportunity to grieve those salaries that chooses to.
Move on the auditor's recommended.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. County Clerk, Darren.
All right, gentlemen. We do this every year. It's more in anticipation of something happening. I had received some phone calls and someone grieving their salary, and I'm like, no, we're just going to be prepared if they are. So what we're going to do is, in accordance with Texas Local Government Code, Section 152.015, the court, and that will be Judge Doyle, will select the public members of the Salary Grievance Committee. In this jar, I have the 128 names, which represent every person that actually served on a grand jury in Montgomery County in 2016. We will draw three members and three alternates should we need them and someone not want to serve.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I guess you'll record these. Randall S. Hagan. Tammy M. McRae.
Okay. I'm going to ask that question because she's already on the committee.
Scratch that.
Scratch
okay.
Her. I just didn't take her out.
Tammy.
You won the lottery and didn't get the collect. James D. Murph. Pedro Ponce de Leon.
Is that three? That's three.
That's three.
Now
these are alternates. We have Sarah N. Kelly. Kimberly A. Miller. And Pamela Miller. Do you need that, please?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our candidates and alternates.
Salary agreement. The citizens, should we need it,
okay.
I'll turn these over to the county attorney and they will notify the individuals of their selection, or maybe we'll, I don't know if we have to notify them if we're actually not going to go forward. So.
Okay. Do we need action on the approving those names, or is that good enough? That's good enough? Okay. Okay. Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Darren. Forensic Services, Dr. Paneri.
Good morning. I would like the court to consider and approve the interlocal contract with Trinity County, Texas, for performance of postmortem examinations and autopsies.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Dr. Panieri, it has been brought to my attention that the vehicle request that you made during the budget hearings, that maybe that was not adequately addressed, that the shape of the vehicle may be beyond what we thought it was. So I know we have several constables that are asking for new vehicles today. It's not noticed, so I don't think we can take action on it. But if you could bring your vehicle request back the next court, Phyllis, if we could kind of put that in the same bid package, it would probably be easier, because I think she needs a Tahoe for that office as well. So if we could take all those at one time, I think it would be beneficial, or at least take it up next court.
Is that one we want to do, or is it a vehicle you have working for now? Just for emergency?
It's done through purchasing.
Oh, all done through purchasing. Okay.
Actually, the vehicle this morning had water in the passenger side floorboard when Taylor went to the scene. So.
Yeah, I heard it's not getting them safely to and from, and we don't need your assistant traveling at night in a vehicle that's not taken care of.
That's correct.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sheriff.
We're not going to charge Dr. Panieri any extra for that water conservation. Welcome to the life of a patrolman. I mean, that's what we drive, you know, that's what we roll. First of all, under 14A, we ask that you consider and approve the amended interlocal agreement between Montgomery County and the township. Original agreement was approved in court on October 21st, 2016. We've had several months of negotiation with the township board, and county attorney's office has been very involved. Thank you very much. They have executed their copies, so I ask that you do the same.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And Constable Gable and Constable Hayden join me at the lectern here, because they too support Sergeant Haas's comments that he made, very eloquently done, so I appreciate him doing that. So under 14B, we ask that you consider and approve amending Article Number 4 of the Montgomery County Step Compensation Plan to read as follows. The change will be effective October 1st of 17. Employees currently in the step plan will receive a step increase when eligible based on their date of commissioning as a Montgomery County peace officer. All step increases will be awarded on the pay period following the employee's anniversary date.
Move.
Yeah, this is one we brought up during budget. I think it's a good idea. Sergeant made a good point that officers don't do what they do for the money, but I'm thankful every day they do it. So
absolutely.
We appreciate the fact that you guys are out there.
Cool. Judge, Commissioners, this is the money's already allocated for these positions, but these are your boots on the ground in law enforcement, and we'd like to get it in their pockets a little sooner.
Yeah.
Good.
I agree.
Good.
Dan?
Any other comments, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Constable Precinct 1.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
I ask you all to consider and approve the purchase of the CO-BAN systems for our cars and body cameras for our officers. During the budget hearing, we talked about the system for $167,516. With the new positions and new vehicles, we rebid it on an HGAC contract for $197,565. That will include all our new vehicles and new employees in the new budget.
Is this just to get them ordered?
Sir?
Is this just to get them ordered? I mean, I know we approved it in the budget, but...
Yes, sir. It also includes the installation fee.
I know, but...
Yes, sir.
This is not just the vehicle. This is the CO-BAN systems.
I know what it is.
Commissioner, I think it's to facilitate a timing issue that we've had in the past. So whenever we've had new positions, one of the things that, and you'll see it through in a couple other places in this agenda, is they try to get the equipment ordered in advance. It takes so much time to get the vehicle in.
That's
and
what
get
I
it
said.
Ready.
That's
yes,
what it
sir.
Is. Yeah. Okay, I move. Second.
Questions or comments?
Contingency? Commissioner Medley?
Did we budget anything for that, or did we just tell them
funding
to come
source.
Back
yeah.
out of contingency?
Oh, we said in our hearing we're going to do contingency.
It was a mixed bag.
Yeah,
so
contingency would be the funding.
Yeah, source. We asked them to come back.
Right, during the budget workshops, you asked them to come back for the request for the new CO-BANs, for the CO-BANs for the existing, but the new ones that were associated with new positions, you funded with those positions. So if y'all would like, what we would do is treat it as we've done other equipment in the past, which is if you fund it now, we'll take that money out of their 2018 budget and put it into the 18 contingency.
Understood. That works. Is that the easiest way for you?
That'll certainly get it done.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Council. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Council.
Council Cash.
Precinct 3.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
Morning.
16-0.
Yes, you're that's right.
Is that
so
before
far?
A? We're asking the court to consider and approve the funding, the immediate purchase of four vehicles and equipment for the positions, vehicles awarded for the 2018 budget year. We're asking to please name a funding source for that.
Move contingency.
Take it out of the constable salary?
Yes. Quite a list of these, and I understand the purpose. Were we okay in contingency? Will we be okay? Is there enough money to?
So your current contingency balance is $1.98 million, so you should be okay this year.
We're good.
Okay.
So you're going to fund what we can that we budgeted out of 18 and the rest of it out of contingency and move it back?
Yes, sir.
Same process.
Do you know the amount for Constable Cable?
I do not.
Do you know the amount?
163,625.21, I believe.
Oh, it's on here. I got it.
That's what all these are.
I just saw 163.625.21, but it's common. I got it. Thanks, Evan.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Gentlemen. 16A, consider and allow Constable Precinct 3 to slot the deputy hired for position number 55314-5910-2 is a 9-year deputy on the current step plan due to his experience, salary, benefits, and equipment to be funded by our MUD 94 contract.
Move.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Constable. Constable Hayden.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
Like the previous request, we'd like to, under 17A, we'd like to go ahead and purchase the 5 Coban cameras. I think it was a cost around $23,000.
Move.
Second.
Contingency.
Yes.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Under 17B, we'd like to go ahead and purchase the vehicles and equipment that was awarded in the budget hearing. We'd like to go ahead and be able to start the purchasing process to have those vehicles by the time we're able to employ the deputies.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Constable. Precinct 5. Chief.
Morning, Commissioners, Judge.
Morning. Morning.
I'd like to consider and approve a request for 5 in-car Coban camera systems. Complete with that we can complete our remaining patrol fleet. That's 27,575 and 8 Coban body worn cameras to outfit our remaining patrol division at $9,256 and installation of those cameras be $1,250. So that's a total of $38,081.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Contingency would be that.
Oh,
money.
Yeah,
contingency for sure.
Contingency?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Community development.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In A, I'd ask you to consider and approve the 2017 Consolidated Action Plan and authorize actions to implement the plan, including the judge signing related documents. This is the annual plan that I presented during budget hearings.
Move.
Questions or comments, commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
At B, please consider and accept the environmental assessment and finding of no significant impact for the Angel Reach Angel's Nest project and authorize the judge to sign the related paperwork.
Move.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Duchon. Tax assessor collector.
We would like to defer this item.
Okay. Defer item 20. IT.
Morning, Judge. Morning, Commissioners. The IT department asks that you consider and approve, if appropriate, the following payroll changes. They're in the agenda.
This is actually turning some money back?
Yes, sir. It's expected $60,000, give or take, next year.
Okay.
Can you explain what's happening?
We're closing one of our lead business coordinator positions that's been open for a while. We held it open in case we needed it for the Odyssey. And we're going to close that and create a position at the sheriff's office as a desktop technician. The second position we're closing is a clerk 3 position, which was part of the mailroom. We've determined we only need a part-time position at that spot, so we'd like to close that and open the part-time position.
Okay.
Move.
Okay. Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Animal shelter.
Morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
The animal shelter, we're asking you all to consider, discuss, and take appropriate action on the appointments for the Animal Shelter Advisory Committee. Some of the members that are on that committee are either expired or they're no longer on the committee. What was listed before was Dr. Ross, Commissioner Clark, who is still listed on there, Kathy Joslin, Shirley Kuzak, Dr. Hayden, and then Barbara Egan, I believe, was replaced in December 2015 with Stephanie Gator. They were just trying to open the discussion of getting nominations and appointing new folks for those positions.
Go ahead.
First slot, I nominate Robbie Benson. She's absolutely the most qualified and perfect choice I can.
I agree. So have her as an alternate or?
No, have her. She can replace Ross for sure.
Yeah, there's several of them that are no longer on there.
I thought it's Jim Clark, Kathy Joslin,
correct.
Shirley Kuzak, Stephanie Gator, Dr. Hayden.
And Dr. Ross. Was
and Dr. Ross. Those are the six.
Correct. Okay. So it's by statute supposed to be comprised of at least one veterinarian, one county official, one person whose duties include the daily operations at the shelter, and one representative from an animal welfare organization. And it says just composed of at least, so.
We're not leaving Dr. Hayden and Dr. Ross on there, though, right?
No. How many of those positions are actually vacant now?
So Dr. Ross would be the one that would be the shelter, so I assume that would be replaced with me. We would like Dr. Hayden to take Dr. Gentry to take Dr. Hayden's place.
Okay.
Then you still have Stephanie Gator's position, Shirley Kuzak's position, Kathy Joslin, and then Commissioner Clark.
Have you talked to any of those three to see if they want to continue service on the board?
They are willing to stay on the board, yes.
Okay.
So replace the Dr. Gentry, have Dr. Gentry take Dr. Hayden's spot, have Robbie Benson take Dr. Ross's spot, and then leave the rest of the board intact?
No, he's got to be there somewhere.
Yeah.
You got to have
But it doesn't mean, I don't think you're limited to that number of people either. I think you can add more. From my understanding.
Bring potential names next court and do it, or do you go ahead and take action?
All right.
I think we'd let him take Dr. Ross's place. We add Robbie Benson and move on.
And Gentry.
And Dr. Gentry.
Dr. Gentry.
Anybody else want that?
I nominate Jim Clark to stay where he's at.
Second.
Just ask him.
And then a third on
that.
I'll continue.
Okay, so would that be a motion, Commissioner?
Yeah, whatever I said would be a motion.
And it's only till December 17th. Reappoint him now, we just kind of reappoint.
Yeah, I think we could reappoint and do the 3 years from now.
Yeah,
to kind of get things back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Second.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Thank you.
Good job.
Robbie. She made it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hope she knows what she's in for.
Purchasing.
Good morning.
Good morning. Item 23A is to consider and authorize the county purchasing agent to manage the surplus and salvageable county property program, and we list the local government code that gives that authority, 263-152.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? This just make the whole process a lot easier, won't it?
Yes, sir. It'll look expedited.
So we bring all of our scrap metal to your office.
Yeah, just call
and
us.
You.
We'll develop a program that we'll include in the purchasing manual, so this is the first step.
Perfect.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
And then item B is take all appropriate action to approve the contracts for construction materials, engineering testing, with the following highly qualified providers per Government Code 2254 and as presented on the agenda. There are four contracts there.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Judge, we want to defer this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Gilbert. Okay, public hearing. We have one in Precinct 4 as well.
Well, okay.
We now need to recess our Commissioner's Court and convene a public hearing. We need to defer the public hearing in Precinct 2.
Defer that one.
Okay. And we have one in Precinct 4.
Okay. Consider and approve to install no parking anytime signs on the north side of 27200 Kings Manor Drive south from the center of Greenberry Drive 200 feet west and from the center of Greenberry Drive 130 feet east. Is anyone here to discuss that?
Okay. We now need to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene Commissioner's Court. Do you need action on that item?
Second.
Okay. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Under Precinct 2, Commissioner Riley.
Consider approving an agreement to contribute right-of-way funds for the right-of-way improvements for 1488 with the Texas Department of Transportation. Authorize Judge Craig Doyle to sign all related paperwork. I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, under the second portion of the citizens' comments, now it's time for anyone that would like to address the court on an item that's not on today's agenda. I do have three people that are signed up to speak. Mr. O'Sullivan, you were on there. Do you need to speak again? Okay. But for those that are unaware, I'll read this brief comment that... We will now invite the public to address the court on any items not on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comments before beginning your remarks. And public comments may not exceed 3 minutes. All right. We have two other people signed up. Troy Ita.
Commissioners, Judge, good morning. My name is Troy Ita. I am Precinct 3. Thank you for having me this morning. I know I've got 3 minutes. I'm going to go really fast. I'm with Training and Development with Vol Performance Group. I'm also a volunteer at Montgomery County Animal Shelter. I've logged about 800 hours this year. Spent a lot of time there when I'm not doing training and development for Toyota, Lexus, and Mercedes. I also do dog behavior, dog training. I also host a 30-minute show every Saturday, Facebook Live. I would encourage all of you to come get on the show. I know it's an election year. We've had many stand here and complain about the Montgomery County Animal Shelter, and I'm here to tell you, this is a fantastic place. I'm going to tell you some of the great things that are happening at the animal shelter. I've offered my services to Aaron and his team to do some creation and development for different classes, different courses, different things to help bring that animal shelter up to a fantastic place it is. Let me tell you some of the successful things that we've got going on right now. We hold a regular Saturday new volunteer orientation, and we've averaged 25 to 30 people every Saturday coming to that orientation, and they're getting involved and they're getting excited about what's happening. We've written and implemented an adoption counselor training program, so we're having our third class coming up on August 16th, and we've had an average of 15 to 20 people show up to our adoption counselor training class. We've got a big event, just so everybody knows, coming up August 19th. It is Clear the Shelter, so zero adoption fees. Please come get your next dog or cat. We're happy to help you with that. We've got a great team over there now with Aaron as the director. I know there's been a whole bunch of things going on in the past there, but know that we have a solid team in place. We've got great coordinators in Michelle, Courtney, and Catherine. I am married to the volunteer coordinator, so that's what puts me here, but we do great things in the shelter, and I want you to know that we are having some great success. What I'm asking for is you guys to consider the budget increases that we've asked for. I do a lot of work with employee engagement with companies all over the country. And one of the things that we know is that employee engagement is very important to the success of any business. So having engaged employees makes a big difference. We want to be able to give our kennel techs, our vet techs, those guys an ability to come up a level, to continue to increase and stay with us. With 150% turnover ratio in the shelter, it's not a good number. We've got to bring that down. We've got good people kennel tech-wise right now, vet tech-wise. We've got good people in the shelter that are really making a difference. They say karma is a female dog. Okay? For a reason. So know that we're doing hard work in the shelter, and we've got a lot of volunteers right now putting in a lot of animal time, and we've got a lot of folks representing here today. Please consider those budget increases. We need them. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Yeah. That's good to see.
I'm excited. Let's
Hopefully. He doesn't have employees engaged. He married one. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Tara Tennant.
Good morning, gentlemen. I live in Precinct 3, and I think it's totally unfair that I had to go after Troy. So I'm here today also to speak out on some of the positives going on in the animal shelter. I serve on a board. It's a new 501c3 in the Woodlands called the Heartworm Foundation. We just started up in this spring, and Aaron has been instrumental in us moving forward. And one of the things that I want to tell you quickly about it is the Heartworm Foundation is a 501c3 that works to raise funds to treat the animals in the shelter that are heartworm positive. Those dogs sit longer, they cost you more, and they just don't get out the door usually. So what we do is we raise the funds to treat them. So basically it reduces the length they stay, reduces your cost. One of the things that we noticed is a lot of your adopters, they can't spend $750 to $1,000 to adopt that dog and go have it treated. So we're going to overcome that barrier for those dogs. And Aaron has been great to work with. We've been working with rescues, and with his help, we're going to be working with adopters soon.
Great.
The reason I'm here today is I would love for you guys to give him the ability to recognize his own revenue. Right now, it goes back into a general fund, but there's so much more that we could do at that shelter if he could recognize his own revenue and it could go back into the shelter. We're patterning this program off another very successful program in Texas, and that is how they are set up. And so today that's what I would urge you guys to do is just get behind him and champion him, because there are some great nonprofits coming behind him, but we want to make him look good, and in turn it makes you guys look good when the community is very plugged in. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments.
Appreciate hearing from you.
Phyllis, I think we did recognize that revenue to come back, didn't we?
So I believe in the 2018 budget, the county anticipated that revenue and didn't allow that revenue to go back into the shelter. The county funded the shelter at more dollars than it had in the past year.
And we gave them the ability to use unspent salary and benefit dollars on shelter operational activities.
Right. So I still think we need to look into doing that, too. I really do.
I don't have a problem with
it. Money's coming from the shelter. It needs to go back
I think we need to look into doing that.
Bring that back on the agenda.
Can we
have an idea of the dollar amount at all, or?
Well, it's not an agenda item, but we need to. Why don't you bring that back to us?
It's like 40,000, or
so far this year, it's been about 160.
Oh, 160, good. 40.
Wow. Okay. Eric Yalick.
Morning. My name is Eric Yalick. I'm in Precinct 3. Today's Golden Hammer Award, and by the way, it's a rubber version. I hope Commissioner Riley's comfortable with that.
I'm not.
It goes to Geraldine Williams, who is the director of the Memorial Library System. Ms. Williams is a very nice lady, and I actually have a lot of respect for her. She works very hard, but the problem with the library department is that, quite frankly, it's out of touch with the reality of where we are fiscally as a county. The taxpayers of this county have had enough. We can't take it anymore, and it requires some real creative thinking to make sure that our library not only serves the genuine needs of our county, but that it also serves the needs of the people who are footing the bill. I hope that Ms. Williams will look at the budget for fiscal year 2019 very carefully, that she'll try to come up with creative ways that our library no longer costs 3%, which is what it costs of the entire Montgomery County budget. Their budget has stayed at about $9.4 million a year for for 3 to 4 years. And we really need to look at serious ways, because the reality is, as much as I love books and as much as a lot of my friends love books, people aren't using books the same way that they used to use them 10 or 15 years ago. And so I hope that with this Golden Hammer Award, the library will begin to look at serious possibilities of seeing how they can take the burden off of the taxpayers' backs, but still maintain the important services that libraries provide to communities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next person signed up to speak is Alan Wells. Mr. Wells.
How are y'all? I'm live in Precinct 4.
Morning.
And I'm just concerned. I bought my parents' house. You know, I've lived in Splendor all my life. Bought their place 2012. Since then, taxes have gone up 50%. I mean, 50% higher on my property. Like I say, we lived there all our life, 35 years old. It's the exact same condition. That precinct seems the same 35 years ago as it does today. Several commissioners, I don't see where the improvements are. Go through Splendor in the mornings, traffic jams. I don't really see a little bit better planning there on your roads and your streets. That's really just asking to consider. I don't know how to say it. Didn't write a speech or anything. Just where our money's going. That's really it. I appreciate the homestead exemption. That's a step in the right direction. Really, really appreciate that. Anyways, that's all I got to say, really. Just if y'all can just watch where it's going. I know there's programs that might not be as important to everybody as it is to some. So that's it. Appreciate y'all's time.
Mr. Wells, thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else? That's the last that I have signed up. Is there anyone else that would like to, hands going up everywhere, that would like to address court? Yes, ma'am, in the back here.
Hello, Judge Doyle, Commissioners. My name is Hannah Laura Breitmeyer Jones, and I live in Commissioner Precinct 3, Precinct 32. I spoke to the court before, and I just would like to thank everybody who is so concerned about the animal shelter. There's about 600 or 700 animals in our care. I would ask those people here, who I know have good hearts, to be as concerned for the 1,500 people we have locked up in Joe Corley, human beings. I don't think people really understand this issue. I'd like to bring some clarity to this issue. I would really like it if we could put it on the agenda so we can discuss it as citizens, and also having an advisory board about how we treat those people, considering that it's a $15 million pass-through for the county, and also that the county gets $500,000 a year for that. Just to make it clear, the people that we are locking up there, some of them are convicted criminals, and some of them have not even been indicted of crimes. They are people that are undocumented, many of whom have been living among us for a long time. Many of them, most of them, are Christians. Okay, so I would like the court to please start to take this. I know I have heard other people speak about this from a financial point of view. I've heard people talk about it as if we...
Sorry, your 3 minutes has expired.
Okay, I'd like, if it was possible, to put that agenda item on and then tell us to start paying attention to that.
And thank you.
Ma'am,
thank you.
Evan, if you'll get with Hannah, I'd be happy to host a meeting in my office where the residents can come. Most of you are from Precinct 3. I have a large conference room. I'm happy to sit and talk with you. And
thank you, Commissioner Novak.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to speak to the subject of libraries. I would like to remind people, libraries are not just books. It is a valuable educational supplement in this county. People learn computer skills there. When they're out of work, they can't pay for internet. They don't have the normal things that people with jobs can do. People can go in and create a resume. They can make connections, put in job applications. Children learn the beginnings of literacy at libraries. So it's not just about the books. It is a birth to grave service for this county. I feel like we should increase the budget because they're doing so much with really so little. It is something that every member of our community can access. It is at no charge. It is something that if someone's on a budget, they can still continue their literacy. They can find something to help them with projects. It is endless. And I don't like to see a tax on the library system because it is such a great contributor to the county. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else that would like to address court on an item that was not on today's agenda? Okay. Commissioners, anything else y'all have to add?
Move.
We just need a funding source on 17 Green Galleries. We're naming agendas to on several of those, and we missed one of the items. If Commissioner Clark made a motion, it was Commissioner Noack seconded. If you could amend that.
I'll amend my motion.
Seventeen B.
I amend my motion. Funded by contingency.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Need a motion now to
move
adjourn our commissioners' court meeting.
Move.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.